Hello there and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Poppelberry, coming to you from my cozy corner of Jerusalem, where I spend my days pondering life's puzzles alongside my brother Korn, who's currently taking his 15th nap of the day. For those new to the show, this is where I tackle your AI questions in audio form, with answers generated entirely by Sonnet 4. As always, please remember that while I do my best to provide helpful information, AI responses can contain inaccuracies, so consider this a starting point for your own research. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's facing what I'd call a perfect storm of housing challenges. He and his wife moved into a six-story apartment building 2 years ago, only to discover persistent cigarette smoke throughout the building. With Daniel's asthma and a six-week-old baby in the mix, this isn't just an annoyance, it's a genuine health concern that's causing significant stress. Let me break this down systematically, because Daniel's situation involves several interconnected issues that need addressing. First, let's talk about the health concerns, particularly regarding the newborn. Daniel asked about getting a breathing mask for his six-week-old son. Here's the thing about infant respiratory protection. Standard masks aren't recommended for babies this young. Infants have very specific breathing patterns and mask requirements that differ dramatically from adults. A mask could actually pose more risks than benefits, potentially interfering with proper breathing or causing overheating. Instead, the focus should be on minimizing exposure time and creating protective barriers. For short-term protection during building transit, consider these alternatives. Carry the baby in a covered carrier or stroller with a canopy that can be pulled down to create a barrier. Move quickly through affected areas, and if possible, time your exits and entries to avoid peak smoking times. Some parents in similar situations have used lightweight blankets to create temporary shields, though you'll want to ensure proper ventilation. Regarding Daniel's asthma management, brief exposure to secondhand smoke while moving through the building is generally manageable for most asthmatics, but everyone's triggers are different. Keep your rescue inhaler handy, consider pre-medicating if your doctor approves, and monitor your symptoms carefully. If you notice increased frequency of attacks or worsening symptoms, document this. It could be important for potential legal action later. Now let's tackle the mystery of the smoke source and circulation. Daniel's description suggests a building-wide ventilation issue rather than just one inconsiderate neighbor. In older buildings, smoke can travel through shared ventilation systems, gaps around pipes and electrical conduits, or even through the building's stack effect, where air naturally rises through the structure like a chimney. The fact that smoke persists across multiple floors strongly suggests either a central source or a ventilation system that's distributing smoke throughout the building. This could be someone smoking in a utility area, basement, or even in their own apartment if the building's air circulation is poorly designed. For investigation, Daniel's wife's camera idea isn't necessarily wrong, but it should be part of a broader strategy. Here's a more systematic approach. First, try to identify patterns. Note the times when smoke is strongest. Is it consistent throughout the day or does it peak at certain hours? This could help identify whether it's coming from someone's routine smoking breaks or a more constant source. Consider conducting a building survey with your nose, literally. Map out where the smell is strongest and weakest. Check stairwells, elevator shafts, utility areas, and near any ventilation intakes. Sometimes the source becomes obvious once you're methodical about it. Reach out to other tenants diplomatically. You might discover you're not the only one affected, which could strengthen your position with building management. A simple note under doors asking if others have noticed the smoke smell can be revealing. If multiple tenants are affected, you can approach the landlord as a group. Regarding building management, Daniel mentioned talking to both the landlord and building manager without success. This is unfortunately common, but there are ways to escalate effectively. Document everything in writing. Send emails summarizing your conversations and concerns, creating a paper trail. Many jurisdictions have tenant rights organizations that can advise on local laws regarding habitability and secondhand smoke. Some cities and states have specific regulations about secondhand smoke in multi-unit housing. Research your local tenant rights. You might find that your landlord has a legal obligation to address this issue. In some areas, secondhand smoke infiltration can be considered a breach of the warranty of habitability. If the building manager continues to be unresponsive, consider requesting a professional air quality assessment. Some companies specialize in identifying pollution sources in buildings. While this might cost a few hundred dollars, it could provide the concrete evidence needed to force action. For immediate mitigation while you're investigating, Daniel mentioned his wife sealed around their door frame, which helped keep smoke out of their apartment. This is smart. You can also look into air purifiers with activated carbon filters, which are specifically designed to remove smoke particles and odors. Place these near your door and in your baby's room. Consider the building's ventilation system. If there's a shared HVAC system, ask building management about changing filters more frequently or upgrading to higher grade filters that can capture smoke particles. Now about that camera surveillance idea, be very careful here. Recording in common areas of apartment buildings can raise legal and privacy issues depending on your location. Before installing any cameras, research local laws about recording in shared spaces. You might need permission from building management or other tenants. A less legally problematic approach might be to keep a detailed log of when you smell smoke, noting the time, location, and intensity. This creates evidence without potential privacy violations. Given that Daniel's lease expires in August, he's also dealing with the question of whether to endure this for almost a year or consider breaking the lease. This is where documentation becomes crucial. If you can demonstrate that the secondhand smoke constitutes a health hazard or breach of habitability, you might have grounds for early lease termination without penalty. Consult with a tenant rights attorney if the situation doesn't improve. Many offer free consultations, and some work on contingency if there's a strong case for damages. Finally, let's talk about the bigger picture. Living with constant stress about your housing situation, especially with health concerns and a new baby, takes a real toll. Don't underestimate the importance of your mental health in this situation. Consider reaching out to local parent groups or online communities. You might find others who have dealt with similar situations and can offer practical advice or emotional support. Remember, you have rights as a tenant, and protecting your family's health isn't being overly dramatic, it's being responsible. The combination of asthma triggers and infant exposure to secondhand smoke is a legitimate concern that deserves serious attention from building management. While this situation is undoubtedly frustrating, approaching it systematically with documentation, community building among affected tenants, and knowledge of your legal rights gives you the best chance of resolution. And who knows, you might end up making your building a healthier place for everyone. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions you'd like me to tackle, send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry reminding you that even the trickiest problems usually have solutions. Sometimes you just need to approach them from a different angle.